Subas Dalit, Shir Yodin.
That word has spread that I am planning a trip to Gullus, and much to my consternation. I'm eisgewebt. But you know, that's part of the Shechinta Begalus. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Bechina of Gullus, because until Klal Yisrael is all back here, so we're all in Gullus. And what can I do? It's the situation that is what it is. But obviously, while I'm gone, the Olam is going to keep steiging, and we're going to hopefully get to a closure over here at the end of the sugya is on the bottom of Daf Dalet on the base, and then I think there's a certain shlemus that we have now. The Gemara goes into Lo Yivol, Lo Be'erev Shabbos, Lo Matzi Shabbos, which is kind of like Zaitik. It's a different sugya. It's somewhat of a different sugya. It definitely ties in. If you want to see the Rambams, there's like tremendous stuff, Shamishcha Benoif and all these different things. And then we get into Bracha and Shachtu is on Heyamid Aleph, and then there's a little Agadata Aznai, and then there's Pesach Pasuach, and then there's Brichas Chasanim, and then we eventually make our way all the way to Daf Tesamad Aleph. Tesamad Aleph is the next real big sugya. That is the real big sugya of Ksubis, of the first pair of Ksubis, is Pesach Pesach. That's the big sugya. What I would like to request from the Olam is that they should do all of the Gemaras from here till Daf Tes, a minimum of four times. I was going to say three, but he said four. So four. Four. Rameir Stern said four times he's gelernt. Less than four times nicht gelernt. Four times is gelernt. What? Eight times is with that's Chazorah. That's with Chazorah. Four times, Rashi Azariah from by Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Aaron, and then to Yeshua. I don't remember the exact Seder. Four times he's gelernt. Four times, less than four times nicht gelernt. So four times to do the Gemara from where we're up to Dil Tildaf Tesamid Aleph. And I'd like to. You know, being that there's a gewisse shlemus we're going to have, so to celebrate the kinyonim that we made on up until from Daf Beis until Daf Tes, I would like to invite the Olam what? To Ramesh Hill Hirsch. Yeah. Out to a Fleishig meal to those that want to celebrate the kinyana that made in the first parak. If you do the Gemara from where we are till Daf Tes four times, so then you're invited to join me for a suda. I'm assuming it'll be something. We could still negotiate if it's going to be kiara or lechem ubasar or red heifer or entrecote. We'll see. Sunday night when I come back, I'm coming back Sunday night. The other is invited to come join me for a suda. Very happy to do that. Now, I will be happy to pay for any bachar that joins for the suda. If he does Shakla Vetario Balpeh, Daf Beis, Gimel, and Dalid Balpeh, then I'm happy to pay. Anyone that finishes the Daf Tes is welcome to join me. I'm happy to pay if you do Daf Beis, Gimel, and Dalid Balpeh, straight.
Does it count towards incentives?
And test four times.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we can one shot, or we can't.
One shot.
That's like now. Incentives.
You shot Dalid Balpeh, so don't do the
four times. No.
So we can't come
from
the four times.
Yeah. Now, Rabbi Sait, if you do Daf Beis, Gimel, and Dalid Balpeh to the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis, I'm chickens on me. If you do till Daf Hey Amid Aleph on the bottom, it's just another Amid, and the buster's on me. That's it. It's just still down over here. Where do we say exactly to it? Mayor, we said to where?
There's a burger candidate.
Till Dorosh Bar Kafra. Till if you do the entire Shaka Vatari, Dil Daf Tes Amid Aleph Balpeh, I'll also give you a dessert.
As he.
Our boys say till daf hey om an aleph dorish bar kafra gedolim ma'ase tzadikim yoisim ma'ase shemayim varitz. It's the bottom of daf. Close. It's not even the bottom. You have like a good 10 lines in the bottom of daf hey. You don't have to do it. Shaka v'tarya. So our boys say this is Mivtza for all of the Bachurei Chemed in our Chabura. You do the Gemara four times, it's not a big deal at all. From where we are till Daf Tesam at Aleph. Who's testing Shaka Vatari about Peh? That we're going to have to, I didn't yet, I'd have to ask some of the Heilige Meshivim here in the Chabura if they're going to be willing to do it. But so the best way to do it is as follows. First Seder is the Gemara. Night Seder, Shaka V'Tarya, you have an entire week. Neither one of them should be an issue. First Seder, the Gemara. Night Seder, Shaka V'Tarya. In a Hanami, it's going to mean that you have to be there. That's the point. So Rabbi Isai, what'd you say? Everyone's welcome. What's with that? So with that, it depends on how many Bachram do it. Because of my, you know,
by the time you come back, you need to come back to America. You have to go back.
I hear that. It depends on how many Bachram are. Are there any Bachram here that are that can say that they're definitely going to attempt to do this?
Nice.
You have to go to the restaurant.
Chaim, you're not going to try?
Yeah, I'll try.
That was a commitment. See? Yeah? Okay, we got a pretty big crowd. It's going to depend on what my budget.
How about if they give share?
No. What? How about if the share pays for it?
What's the word? We're old. We're old already.
You're both old. Remind me of what? That's what we said. We give
share for you.
Okay, so
you got catered by the mouth.
Sick. What'd you say?
You still have to get a caterer.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. This
really?
And Rabbi Isai, that's the deal. Sunday, Beis Hashem, Rabbi Kamenetsky is going to be singing Chabura on Stimas Agoyla, which is the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Monday, Rabbi Motcha is going to be saying Chabura on the Chiyuv Avelos. Is it Midiraisa, Midirabanan? How exactly is Mishnah Midiraisa, Midirabanan, which is the sugya that we just finished? Tuesday, Rabbi Schweitzer is going to be saying on the sugya on the top of Cheshboinos and Tztaka and all this. And then Wednesday or Thursday, Rabbi Chayish is going to be saying the, right? And that's going to complete our...
Sunday,
Pesach Pasuach. Is going to be back on Daf Tesam at Aleph Beis Hashem Siat Dishmaya Sunday night. Sunday night, those are going to be joining me. Sunday night, we'll be celebrating a beautiful king. What? 10:30 tonight. What? You're going to be done by 10:30 tonight? Oh, you're giving. Right. There's a delayed Chabura from Monday. Is Reb Yehuda Ibresh is giving 10:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Back from where?
Supper is longer these days.
Not really sure what you're talking about.
Night said last night.
It
looks like.
Okay. Yep. All right. You just got the 9:30 slot.
I don't know. You have to know what to say and what not to say. Okay.
Not something I shouldn't say.
Okay, Rabbi. So here we go.
Supper. That's a great idea.
Dorish, Rav Yosef Birei Derava, Mishmei Derava. Loi, the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Loi, Shanal Shaloi Baal, Aval Baal, Ishto Yishena Ima. This thing that we said, Hu Yashin Bein Anashim, Vihi Yishena Bein Anashim, Loi, Shanal Shaloi Baal, it's only if he wasn't Baal. Aval Baal, Ishto Yishena Imai. Zokt Rashi, Loi, Shanu De'ein Ne'emonim, Liz Yached, Shaloi Baal, the Tokif Le Yitzrei. Because his Yetzahara is strong. Rashi's Mashma, one of my Chavrusas, was Medayik, Tokef Le Yitzrei. It's his Yetzer. It sounds like who are we worried about?
Him.
It doesn't sound like we're worried about her. The Gemara is also mashing that way, because the Gemara says, Avalobal Ishto Yeshena Imoy. Why doesn't it say they could sleep together? What's his wife can sleep with him? It sounds like the problem is him. That's weird, because we're Gufa talking about Biboyal Askinon, and it says Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim, Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim. Zokt Rashi, V'acha Biboyal Askinon, Diktani, Boyal Bilas Mitzvah, Lifnei Kvuras Hameis. Now, I don't understand why Rashi has to tell us when it says Boyal Bilas Mitzvah. All you have to do is tell me it says Boyal Bilas Mitzvah. What do you have to say? Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Lefnei Kvuras Ameis. Just say it says Boyal Bilas Mitzvah. Yeah. Stuff of this. Stamazoi, it's a little schwer, because why is it Boyal Bilas Mitzvah? What was the reason why it's Boyal Bilas Mitzvah? Does anyone remember? Why do we say, why do you have to be Boyal Bilas Mitzvah? What's the need for Boyal Bilas Mitzvah? Make it Chal Chasna was the Shita Mekubetzes. The flaw said, we said an Afkamina is, right, as you mentioned, Afkamina is whether or not you actually have to
be
Boyal. So you have to be Boyal over here? So it's not be Boyal Askinon. Doesn't have to be Beboil. It's, it is a theoretical that you need a Zman of Bia. And if you actually need the Bia, according to that flow. So it's not Beboil Askina. Yeah.
Well, the Gemara says that they were Beboil.
What do you mean? It says Boil Bilas Mitzvah. Yeah. You learn Slav Davka Boil. Just means you need Zman of Bia. Huh?
Why would that be a
for Rava? Oh, the shout is for Rava, do you need boil or not also? There's some Achronim say for Rava also you don't need boil. If there's enough Zman for Bia and he wasn't boil, so then it's also okay, you see that he's not in such a rush to do a Bia.
Usual case that they were boil.
Oh, yeah, in a Chanami. In a Chanami. Zakhti Gemara. Kika Amar Apirsa Ishtai Nida. When do we say it's Davka over there? It's by says Rashi, Kika Amar Rava. When do we say that it's Davka Lor Baal is Apirsa Ishtai Nida? Says Rashi. What's the difference? Kika Amar Rava Loishanu Apirsa Ishtai Nida Kamar. The Kivan the Nida Chamura Baal Mehemen Ale Dilo Asil Zazule Bishakars. Rashi says, which one is more chamer? Which one is more chamer?
Nida.
Nida or Avelis?
Nida.
Nida, says Rashi. Why is Nida more chamer? It's a Zakaris. So it's objectively more chamer. In other words, it's be'etzem more chamer. Correct? That's right. Therefore, we can understand on when it comes to Nida, he's not going to even like play around with that at all.
No, he's saying the Isser Nida is
the
very
Isser Chomer. Nida is more Chomer than the Isser of Avelis. That is a fact. Why? Because this one is Karis and this one is not Karis. Says Rashi, the Nida Chamura. Fact. Therefore, Baal Mehemen Alei, Deloi Asil Zazuli Beisekoris. Says the Gemara, Vaha V'chein K'tani. It seems to be that we're putting them on the same plane. It says, also this, says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. V'chein Misha Pirse Ishtoi Nida V'loi Baal, Hu Yashem Ben Anashim, Yishen Ben Anashim. And Achanami, we don't mean to say that they're exactly. If it's Pirse Ishtoi Nida and it's Loi Baal, then we're going to make them the same halacha. Says Rashi, "Yovachen k'tani k'saka da'ita chakula milsa da'avelis madaminu le." That on every aspect of avelis they're comparable. Va'avelis uba'avelis the ball askina. Says Gemara, "No, hachi kamar." Says Rashi, "Kolaymar ki kamar v'chein hu yashan ben anashim v'hiyushen ben anashim kamar." It's going on that. Ulo'olam hach v'shaloi ball koi. This one is talking about beloi ball. So Rashi's kolaymar is over there. Akoponim says Rashi, says the Gemara, Lememra de Avelus kilale minida. You mean to tell me that Avelus is more kula than Nida? Lememra, that's what you're coming to say? Aye, Vaha Amar Abyinsk, Gemara is going to challenge that fact. Lememra, the Avedas killing me, Nida, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna. Any malacha that an isha does to her for her husband, neither is allowed to do chutz mimezigas hakoyis hatzuas hamita v'arachutz aspan of yada v'raglov. We have to see what these three things are exactly, but a neither is not allowed to do them. V'ilu gabi avelus tanya af bishomer ein adam rashoy lachav es ish talios koychelus v'lios pekeses. Even though a man cannot force his wife to beautify herself, bemes amru moiz goys loy hakoyis umatzas loy hamita umarchatzas loy pan of yada v'raglov. A neither an avel by avelus she can do it. By Nida, she can't do it. Why is that the case? It seems that we're more worried about Nida than we are about Avelus. So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Avelus is more chamor than Nida. That's what it seems like from the Gemara. Lememra, da Avelus kila le minida. You think that Avelus is more cool than Nida? No! You see that Nida is more cooler than Avelus. The fact that he's showing him. What are you talking about? Nida is Sir Kares. So for sure he needs more chomer. How can the Gemara even think? The Gemara is saying that Avel is more chomer than Nida. That doesn't make any sense. So it says Toisus and Soita Daf Zayin Amin Aleph. It doesn't mean that it's really more chomer. Look, the lashon of the Gemara is lememra da avelus kila lei minida. What does it mean? Kila lei
to him.
Says the Tosfos in Saita. We see from this Gemara. Tosfos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We see from this Gemara that there are certain times that people, you know, they chap on one thing is like, wow, this they're going to be extra careful on, and something else which really is much more stringent they're makel on. He says an example. He says by nevela. Nevela is an Isser Laf. Shvua Shav, the Gemara says, Kola Oilom is Dazeya Shvua Shav. The whole world shakes on Shvua Shav. And he says that Nebuch, there are so many people that they just walk around and say, I swear to God. How could you say that? The person says that, so then the whole world shakes from such a thing. I swear to you. Could a person say this? It's very, a person be very careful those words coming out of their mouth. But people aren't. People don't think, they don't take that so seriously. Nevelos, they get all worked up when it comes to. So you see that people get more. They chap a zach. They have a juke. This thing becomes like their. That's the big thing. That's what Tosfos in Soita says. The Rosh here says differently. Says the Rosh, it doesn't mean to say that he thinks that Avel is more chomer, he's more makbin on Avel than he is on Nida. Gemara just means as follows. When a person's in a matzav of Avel, so then his Yetzahara isn't like, you know, heavy at work. Right? When he's in a matzav of Avel, so then we can rely that even on small, small Averis, he's not going to be over during Avel. Because he's in like, you know, Atzvos. He's a little bit, he's sad. When he's sad, the taivas of the Yetzahara aren't as strong when a person's be'evil. So therefore, we don't have to worry about evil. Then he's a regular, in his regular type of matziv of yoim yoim, and therefore, over there, even though nida is more chamor, but we have to be concerned that maybe he'll be over on nida.
Not like Rashi that says,
huh? So over there, Rashi says that the word is Yitzhar Takfai. Hold on a second. Yeah, you have to know. Here, you have to see the Rashi over here on the top. Look at the Rashi on the top. Kilale, laver love, kilale, laver love, minida. Avelus lo mehemes lein. Yeah, I'm not sure.
What's Rishon's question? Why it says kilale?
Rishon's question is how could you even entertain that Avelus is more chamer than Nida? Nida's karis. The Gemara says lememra. You mean to say that this is more chomer, but the other one's more chomer? How could you even think that the other one's more chomer? Says the Gemara, that the Gemara just meant to say, Kilalei, that's the Tosis. And the Rosh says, no, how do we know which one's more chomer? But in this Matziv, we don't have to worry about him, we have to worry about him. Okay. think the Rush might use the Lashon of Takif Yitzray. You have to look up the Lashon over there. Yeah. A Kopanim, what's up the Gemara Viter? Says the Gemara, there's a lot of jobs a woman has to do for her husband. She can do all of them. Rashi says, what does lahoishit loy mean? To stretch out to him. So Rabbi said, we know that the word mezigas hakois, what does it mean? What is dilute? Dilute. That's what we saw over here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi says yeno mazuk. Says Rashi b'mayim. Over here, Rashi seems to be saying mezigas hakois lahoishit loy. So the Achroinim, maybe even the Rishonim, say that mezigas hakois, the word mazuk, doesn't always mean dilute. That's why we said Rashi over there was saying a chiddush. Yeno mazuk doesn't just mean you poured the wine. It means that you diluted the wine. The Rambam might learn not like that if you remember back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi over here is saying this mezigas hakois means you're pouring the cup. Maybe it's a difference between mezigas hayayin and mezigas hakois. Mezigas hakois, you don't dilute in a cup, you dilute in a barrel or a...
Decanter.
Yeah, there's another word for it, but let's say a decanter. But and a cup, so mezigas hakois just means giving the cup. Mezigas hayayin would mean diluting it. Either way, Rashi learns it's the passing of the... Over here, we're talking about the passing of the cup. The Ritva says...
The Mishnah
Sukkah
is
Lenzo Kais
L'Rava.
Yeah.
So that's
Pasha
that it's coming to pour.
The Goyin says not like that. Yeah. It's Pasha, you're right. Pasha, you're right. The Ritva says that this Isser is... Mezigas HaKois is to give Liyodoy Mamish. In other words, the Isser is to put it from her hand into his hands. That's what the Ritva says. The Isser is from passing it from hand to hand.
It's anyways Husser.
Why? This is the Makor.
According
to the Ritva, this is the Makor, that it's Husser. However, Toisvis on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Toisvis says that even just to put it in front of him on the Shulchan is also Aser. So according to Toisvis, the Iker is just that somehow this putting in front of him is like a Maisa Chiba. She's being Misharis him in a form of Chiba. Maybe, like the Fizeh, according to Toisvis, it's Dafke Yayin. The Rajba says it's Dafke Yayin. Because wine is something that has an element of romance to it. There's something like about putting wine in front of him. But if it's not wine, then maybe not. According to the Ritva, that the word is you have to pass it from hand to hand. L'choira, it's lav davka yayin. It's anything you're passing from hand to hand. The Bach taka choil is choilik on the Raj, but the Rajba says it's davka yayin. The Bach says it's lav davka yayin. And the Bach says that anything you pass that she's going to do for the husband, and the Shach says that way, and the Chochmas Adam, Paskins that way, la locha.
Why is it mezigas hakois? Why is it just so you can't pass your wife from them? Wouldn't that make much more sense?
Oh, so it could be it's Dafka. Yeah. Yeah, so it could be it's just an example. Yeah. But
why?
It's Dafka. Yeah, in a Hanami. So you're saying if it's miyad liyad, it's not derech kiruv.
No, meaning so it doesn't have to be meaning anything passing just would be enough, meaning pouring the wine.
The shayla is, well, passing something from one hand to another hand, is derech kiruv? Is derech kiruv? I don't know. Okay, after I say, well, then we'll figure out, okay? Because you bring up a kasha to me. Avel is allowed to drink wine. I think only an oinen is not allowed to drink wine. What? Yeah. No, I think. What? Maybe Ayin is not allowed to drink wine. I don't remember. I'll copon Rabbi say you could work on that. The Taz over here says that this Isser is only when you're passing a kois, a liquid. But a Michael, it doesn't have an Isser. Somehow a kois is something that's going to be this problem. Not sure what the inyan of kois is over Michael. Maybe when it's a cup, you have to be more careful with it. So it's more of a, like, it's something that takes more focus and there's more bonding happening when it's a kois, when it's Michael. Don't know, that's what the Taz says.
Maybe there's a chashash and kirabasar.
But yeah, maybe it's more of a chashash kirabasar on a kois. Yeah. Maybe. However, the place can say that perhaps mayim wouldn't be a problem. Maybe even if it's not dafka yayin, maybe mayim is already considered to be. If you say that wine is because it's kilo something chashiv, so maybe any drink has certain chashivas to it. It's just water, perhaps doesn't. Now kopanim. L'chayr, according to what we're understanding in Rashi, the Rashi says it's l'hoishit. The hoishit loy, so then it's going to be lav dafka yayin, lav dafka kois, lav dafka anything. The whole point is we're afraid that they're going to end up touching each other. The Enochanami, if the Tosis on Daf Samach Aleph brings that Rashi Shita was that he wouldn't even pass a mafteach, a key from her to him, nothing would transfer hands. There would be nothing would go miyad liyad. That's the chur going to end up being machlokas rishonim. If you say the vart is because the ikur is the vart of yad liyad, so it doesn't make difference what you're passing. Anything you pass miyad liyad is going to be a chshash. But if the ikur is the chiba, then it might depend if it's dafka kois, it might depend if it's dafka yayin, it might depend what it is. And then if it's chiba, then it doesn't have to be passed from hand to hand. If you even put it on the table in front of him, it's going to be a problem. That's going to end up being the machlekes here. The problem is what Nechemia points out in Rashi. Rashi says that tos amita v'achotz espan of yada v'raglov shederach kiru v'chibahein uban l'day hergol davar. But maybe Rashi's only going on hatzos mita v'achotz espan of yada v'raglov. Maybe he's not going on mezigas hakois. Maybe atzos mita ve'achatz espan of those are derech kiru v'chiba, but mezigas hakois is a different thing. That's
like the red flow, then it's a problem.
Right, because Rashi says even a mafteach. Achatz espan of yoder rabbi might just mean preparing water for achatz espan of yoder rabbi. Might be spilling water on without actually touching him, just spilling the water. Can't be touching him because you can't touch him. It obviously can't touch him. Right. It's Rashi l'shitase. Okay. But the Gemara says, but during Avela, Ein Adam Meshoy Lachav is Ishto, says Rashi, Bimei Evla, Kishemes Avia Oima. During the days of her Eva, when her father or her mother dies, it seems that Rashi is saying it's exclusive for her. She can be an Avelis also when it's one of her other Kroivim. But this dinch, a person can't force his wife, is only if it's his mother or father. Can't force Elias Poikeses. Rashi says, Mavera Srak Alpanea. She puts some sort of makeup on her face. And Tosis argues, Tosis says it's something else. But Moiz Gais Loi, she can pour for him. V'lachayshin on the Hergodover. Alma, there's Chamir, Chamir Lei. See, this is more Chamir. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. It says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan Ba'Avelis Didei, Kan Ba'Avelis Dida. If it's Avelis Didei, says Rashi, Loi Lama Avelis, Kila Lemin Nida. For him, he's more Mekel on Avelis than Nida. V'ayni Mas Nisa Nachi Mitatzi Nodik Ton El Hu Yashri Ben Anashim Ba'Avelis Didei. V'achtik Toni Mogel Ba'Avelis Dida Koi. What is the difference? Diktani in on the Rosh Hashanah of his ish, so obviously he's trying to force her, that must be Avelis Dida. Ama Avelis Dida, Kaiminon, Shane writes a little Mikhla. She doesn't want to get dressed up and to put on makeup. Behind no time, and the Mizgai, so this is the reason why over there you can pour a cup. Shemiz Gabri Yitzor Alav, if he's going to try to make moves, given the Avelis Dido, Eina Shay Masla, she is going to reject any type of advances that he's going to make because she's an Avelis. But if it's Avelis Dida, so then she's not as going to be as strong about it, says the Gemara. Va'aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala ktani. But our case is aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala. It's also avelis dida. Says the Gemara, ki ktani hasha'ara. And chanami by avelis dida, there is no din of who yashan bein anashim yishena bein anashim. Says the Gemara, mishani bein avelis dida avelis dida. Do you really differentiate between them? Vatanya, mishemeis chaviv v'chamaisa. Someone whose father or father-in-law or mother-in-law dies. Eino yachalach, as each of those kachels, yes, by kasses, el kaifer mitasa venoigima velos. Rather, he's kaifer mitasa, somehow he erects his bed, stands it up, and he's noigima velos. With her, he's noigima velos. Vechain he shemes chamio chamoisa in reshai lios kachels, lios by kasses, el kaifer mitasa venoigima velos. It seems to be that they're the same. Tani Avelis Tidei, says the Gemara, Tani Avelis Tidei, Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim, Ishto Yashin Ben Anoshim. Ben Achalayim, we have to insert in the Braisa that when it's Avelis Tidei, he has to sleep in a different room. Says the Gemara, V'chein K'tani, but it seems to equate them. It says the word V'chein. Ki K'tani Akicho V'Pirkos. The V'chein is only going on that. It says she is noyik imoy avelus, my love imoy bemita. The word imoy is not coming to say that she can be with him even in the same bed, which means that you don't have to sleep in different rooms. Loy imo babayis. What does it mean? Imoy, it means in the same house. It's only when it's in front of him that you're noyeg avelus. When it's not in front of him, you're not noyeg avelus. Says Rashi. Because it says ima shalkala. Rashi brought the wrong part of it. The vechulu is going on the rest. It says the gemara chik tani ima shalkala ashara machnisa meis lecheder. Avul hu yashem enoshem avelus the chasim koy is only by avelus of the chasim. So it says menoheges imoy avelus al medulok tani by avelus di da hu yashem enoshem doesn't mention anything about that. Shema mina chomer le veloy shani lon. Don't make a difference. Hachi garsinon, you have to be goris tani avelus di da hu yashem. Hachi garsinon. Va imoy tani my love imoy bemita. Alma avelus didei nami mehemin. You see that he's mehemin because it says imoy. No, imoy means babayis. But time I mishum de mehemin nakad leyalish minan de ein avelus mutalav ela befanov mishum kvoidai v'chinu ein avelusa mutalav ela befaneha ulechvoida. So Rabbi said when it says befanov, does befanov mean davka if he's there or anywhere else in the house?
In her house or
on the one hand it says ba'apa. What does ba'apa mean?
Her.
But the other hand the Gemara says loy imoy bebayis. As long as you're in the house, it's machloikas whether it's dafka in the house or it's dafka anywhere. That's only if it's in front of her mamish. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi or Rav Ashi says different teretz. Mikam adamas avlus da hachla avlus da alma. Could you compare this avelus to all other avelus? Enachanami b'avlus da alma chomir. V'asilus zuzule be. He's gonna be careful about regular avelus. Avlus da hachla kimin da kilu rabban and asilus zuzule be. The chom anyway we're meiko. In fact, the Gemara my kula ilay meduktani bo bilas mitzvah pyrish. If you say they allowed him to do a bias mitzvah, you shouldn't do a chal avilusa. His no avilus wasn't chal yet. Why is an oinein? It's not an avilus. Or oinein doesn't have a chiv tashma, isur tashmish. We spoke about this at the beginning. It says the Gemara, why is not chal avilus? Either Rabbi Lozer at Shiyotzi Mepesach Abayis, either Rabbi Yeshua at Shiyotzi Magoilol. It's a shame Rabbi Kamenetsky is going to speak about this on Sunday with this machloikas. Eldektoni noyeg shivisim ha-mishta, v'chakach noyeg shivisim ha-avilus. From the fact that we allow the mishta to go first, what should really go first? The avilus should go first. The fact that we allow the mishta to go first, that's the kula. Says Rashi, Kiramali Rabbi Chiyo Liberei, Kshemes Chame Ba'apa Tinag Avilusa. Book of Lazar Yeshua, be Mayid Cotton, Goyle Zel Kisui She Aron Hames. That's Toysus argues on Rashi and brings many riyas, not like Rashi. You have to see what the Machloikas is. This is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, this Avelis is different. Now the Gemara gets into the other Nakudas in the Braisa, and this Bez Hashem, I hope that the Olam will enjoy the next few blot in the next few days with a very serious, like, Hasmada. Siyat Dishmai, I'd just like to leave you all with a thought. listen, I'd just like to just mention something over here on this week's parasha. I'm trying to look for something that I feel is particularly instructive and relevant to us in our present situation. So I'd like to just discuss what happened at the end of this week's parasha. Is one of the greatest nisyonos that man ever faced was the nisyon of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu's nisyonos kept on getting harder and harder. This was an extremely difficult nisyon that a person had to face. He's waiting so long for something, and he has to be prepared to give it up. And Avraham Avinu, he was up for the task. And as Avraham Avinu passed this nisyon flying colors, and he was prepared to do it. And he, but at the last moment, Malach called out to him in the Shemaim and said, "You don't have to do it." Great. As Avraham Avinu is returning with his son, the end of this week's parasha, Vayelchu Yachtov El Be'er Sheva, they go back to Be'er Sheva. And what happens over there? And the pasuk says, that Sarah was Thomas Sarah Bekiryas Arva. Vayavar Avram mi Be'er Sheva lispoy l'sarva l'vkoisa. The beginning of next week's parasha, pasuk says that Sarah died. How did Sarah die? So Chazal tell us that that she was told that either Avram was gonna shecht his son or Avram did shecht his son. There's different girsas. Maybe Oig said that did shecht his son, and therefore something happened. She had a heart attack and she died. And the if a person would try to put themselves in this type of situation, just past possibly the hardest nisayan that in the history of the world at the time, for sure. So he'd imagine that afterwards everything's going to be like all hunky dory, everything's going to be all great, and everything's going to go smooth. And then Avraham Avinu's lifelong companion, the love of his life, then dies because of the Akedah. And one would think that a person could have tainas, like, I just put my neck out, and I was risked my life, gave up everything, and this is what I get in return? This is like my reward. And after that, Sarah dies, he has to go deal with Ephron Achiti. He was very, very challenging to negotiate with Ephron Achiti. I mean, he keeps on, like, you know, going up and down, and a little bit, and then a ton. And I remember, you know, it's like nothing was going smooth over here. We have this like expectation, like, okay, yeah, once I like do something big from here on in, it's just going to be smooth sailing. I made a commitment. I took a step. I picked up my game. Now it's all going to go easy. We see from our view, it's not like that. Life is nisyonos. Life is full of nisyonos, and it's a constant struggle. Life is constantly. A person is constantly going through nisyonos, and that's what that's the whole mahus of what life is. A person finishes. That's why when we finish a masechta, so the first thing we do is immediately start another masechta. Why? Because you finish a masechta. Okay, let's stop, break. Let's take it easy now. There's no such thing. You have to keep on. Okay, what's the next challenge? We got to be ready. We have to constantly be looking at what's going to be the next thing that we have to take upon ourselves, and always be looking to do more and more. So, you know, sometimes people feel like, okay, I worked very hard. Now I'm going to, like, just slow down a little bit. But every person has to keep on working on not slowing down and going faster. Got to keep on trying to up his tempo, up his expectation of himself, up his accomplishments, and doing more and more. So as we're, you know, right now, we finished the sugya. We finished the tekufa. So now we go into a new tekufa. Kufa, where we're going to have chazaras and learning Gemara Rashi and not having, you know, the regular, but that means that we should just up the ante now. Now we have to be learning with more bren and eslavas and more hasmada. And then when we come back, the next sugya daftes is even going to be even greater than that. And Beis Hashem, we're going to keep on making more kinyonim. This is right here is the sugya, this mesechta shas katan, which means that a person has a kinyan in Ksubas, he has a handle on entire Shas. It's a handle on Shas if he does Ksubas. So, Bezer Shem, let's see how Tishmael will be Zoich, every one of us, to continue steiging.